Come and hear the good news of God. Come and see what Jesus has done. We will tell the story of God in our world. We will share the secret of hope in our lives. Come and explore the truth of the gospel. Come and receive the Holy Spirit of God. We are loved, cherished, befriended, accepted. This is the truth. We are not alone. God's love is in us. This is the truth. God knows our hopes, our fears, our questions. This is the truth. God is leading us into deep into justice and wonder. God is joyfully walking us home. Easter God, we bring you our praise and our thanks. You take the pain of our Good Fridays, the watching and suffering and the waiting for death, and transform our helplessness into the fragile beginnings of hope. You take the bleakness of our Easter Saturdays, the weariness of defeat and desolation, and transform our despair into the will and courage to go on. You take the grieving of Easter Sunday morning, the fearful approach to the tomb, and transform our bewilderment into the breathless excitement of new life. And so with Mary and the disciples, with all who have wept and been comforted, with all who have mourned and found hope, we sing your Easter praises. Hallelujah. Amen. We read from 1 Peter, verses 13 to 16. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you have when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. This is the word of the Lord. And in Christ, reveal yourself to us. Tear through the prejudice which like a veil wrap us around and blind us and deafen us to your presence. Shatter the arrogant assumptions which define where and when we might expect to meet you. Throw down the image we make of you, which is in reality our own image. Then, when we are naked and vulnerable, stripped of everything but openness, send us out to encounter you afresh in the resurrection garden of your world. Amen. Risen Christ, hear the prayer of our hearts, not the dull confusion of our minds. Hear the tears we will not shed, the grief we hide in busyness, and bring your resurrection love, weaving new life. Risen Christ, hear the prayer of our hearts, not the words of foolish boasting. Hear the doubts within our souls, dark denials, freezing actions, and shine your resurrection light, revealing new life. Risen Christ, hear the prayer of our hearts, not the fear we hide behind. Hear the longing for a fairer world, for God's justice and compassion, and bring your resurrection power, enabling new life. Amen. We pray for the world now, and for all who are within it. Take a moment and in the quiet bring your own prayers before God for those who you know and love and who need a revelation of God this morning. Lord, you call us to be your covenant people, to covenant with you, to make promises and hear your overwhelming promises of love and grace. And you call us to covenant with one another. And so we pray for those who we know and love who are struggling today. We pray for those who have family in care homes and are worried. We pray for Christina. We pray for the Elmers. Pray for all of those whose relationships are experiencing strain. We pray for those who are worried about work and what job will await them at the end of this. We pray for all of those feeling the inadequacy of their homeschooling. We pray for those who are on the front line in Tesco's, delivering goods, working in all of our care sectors. We pray for those who are grieving. We continue to mourn the loss of our sister Rosemary, and we pray for her family, Chris, Jenny, and Linda. And we pray for those who are struggling to understand this current time, those who this is particularly difficult and challenging for, those with mental illness, those who are learning disabled and are struggling with a separation from family and friends, those who find themselves in the vulnerable medical categories and are worried what life looks like for the medium term, for a longer period of time, for those who are pregnant and worried about how this will affect their birth, for those working in the care sector dealing with the constant strain and pressure and added security measures and the worries about enough protective equipment and dealing with the grief and the trauma of watching people die separate from loved ones. And we pray for those parts of the world less set up to deal with it, and we pray for all of those consequences that we cannot always see and cannot always work out. We worry about famine, we worry about the locusts in East Africa, and we pray for a stop to that. We pray for ways for people to work safely in those countries so food can continue to grow and harvest can continue to be reaped. For all this and so much more, Lord, we pray for your resurrection presence today to bring life and love, to do battle with the powers of sin and death, which seem to be running amok. For in you, Lord, we know and trust that love will win, that Father, Son, and Spirit, divine dance, will be dancing at the end of it all in victory, a victory of love and peace. And we pray for signs of that coming kingdom in our hearts, in our lives, in our families, in our communities, in our world, in this cosmos which you created and loved. We pray for the victory over sin and death that was crucifixion and resurrection. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of love, by your Son's unexpected, amazing resurrection, you show his followers that suffering and even death are not the end. Be with us through him in our times of doubt and fear. Unite us through him with those whom we love. And when the darkness has gone, raise us through him to new life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.